RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Here's CJ in the gun. Three receivers wide side, left one back, Dari. Stroud calls for the ball. And the ball goes through Stroud. He picks it up. Scrambles out to the right side. Can he get rid of it? Airs it out downfield and caught at the 45-yard line and taken to the 50-yard line. X marks the spot. An amazing play for the Texans on third and long.
Rock and roll! It's a Friday. Got to get down on Friday. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. No John, no Reggie. You got Paul Gallant. You got Chris Partee. Texans Chargers tomorrow, SoFi Stadium in LA at 3:30. It's probably the best game of the NFL weekend, and we'll see if the Texans can do once again to the Chargers what they did in last year's playoffs. The Chargers are definitely thinking about that game last year. We will see if that added motivation, courtesy of that embarrassing memory and Jim Harbaugh being on their ass, will get them to be better. I think that a big takeaway we could get from Saturday's game, if the Texans defense does, Chris, what we expect it to do, basically on a week-in, week-out basis, is prove that there's really not a great quarterback that can take him down. If they can take down Justin Herbert, who a lot of people love, maybe gets a little bit too much praise nationally, but I think the guy's tough as hell. If they can, after shutting down Josh Allen twice in a calendar year and making it tough for Patrick Mahomes a couple of times in the last calendar year and make Justin Herbert look mortal twice in a calendar year, I mean, we're talking about a defense that just needs the offense to not screw up to potentially go all the way through. If you can rely on this defense to shut down good quarterback after good quarterback, basically by default, then you're in great shape with the Texans going into the playoffs, even if you got some real questions about the offense.
Here's how I look at it, and here's what I equate it to, or here's the question I'm going to ask. Can C.J. Stroud and this Texans offense, can it be the New York Giants 07, 2011? Really 07, where they made that wild card run all on the road. Because they might have to go all on the road.
Right.
The Texans might. Yep. Can C.J. Stroud be Eli Manning? Can they get hot? Because Eli, let's just be honest, he's never, regular season, he led the league in interceptions 3 times in his career. He threw a lot of interceptions. He's never been the best regular season quarterback. But when the postseason came around, especially those 2 runs, and I know, I'm sorry, you're a Patriot fan. I'm sorry. I know. I know it's still probably a little raw.
He's smiling through the pain right now.
He is smiling through the pain. That's why I love this guy. He's still smiling through the pain, but I know it hurts, and I'm sorry.
I booed David Dihiri when he was introduced at Syracuse University, the first game of the season. He's a Syracuse guy. I booed him. I don't care. Anyway, continue, Chris.
You boo. Everyone else is cheering, and you're booing.
There's barely anyone there, so he definitely heard that boo.
He knew.
He's like, oh, yeah, this loser's a Patriots fan. I beat his ass, and I was like, yeah.
Did he give an extra fist pump for you?
Probably. He loved it. Anyway, but to bring it back to what you were saying, can it be Eli Manning adjacent?
Eli Manning-esque. Because this defense, in my opinion, is just as good, if not better. Probably better. Like, statistically, probably better at this point than that Giants defense was. And that Giants defense was great.
Top to bottom, they were definitely better than that Giants defense. I think what that Giants defense is probably still a little bit better than the Texans at is that getting to the quarterback with just four guys.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Both those runs, they were very good at getting to the quarterback. They did not have to blitz. Right. And the Texans try to do that, but of late, it's not been as effective as it was to begin the season. Is that a reflection of some of the injuries that they have been dealing with, whether that's at the defensive line or if that's at linebacker? I don't know. What I do know is CJ Stroud is certainly capable of giving you as many moments as Eli Manning gave you, like, during those playoff
clutch
runs.
Moments, big
Manning,
moments.
Manning for I don't think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer.
And really? And people, hot take.
People act like that makes me bitter.
No, it doesn't.
He had some great playoff runs. He had two times the great playoff runs of Joe Flacco. His regular seasons were,
mediocre a lot of times.
There's no denying he had a great career, all things considered. Is he at that Hall of Fame level? I wouldn't go so far as to say that. But during those playoff runs, while the Giants defense deserves much of the credit, occasionally Manning would do something that was really impressive.
He made plays.
The David Tyree catch, he escaped. He was basically done for, and he somehow escaped a couple of Patriots pass rushers, throws it downfield. The other Super Bowl where he wins, he has that brilliant throw with his back against his own goal line down the left sideline to Mario Manningham. I don't know how the hell he fitted into that window.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud is capable of doing those things. Is he capable of doing that? Capable of doing that for 60 minutes for an entire football game in the playoffs? That remains to be seen.
Four times.
Right.
If they're the wild card and have to go on the road, can he do it four times?
We all know he's capable of making plays.
That's not a question.
The frustration is the consistency, and the other frustration is sometimes it feels like he is not 100% buying into what this offense is calling on him to do.
Yeah.
You might think that the offense is calling on him to do things that aren't his strengths. You might be one of those people that looks at the Texans and thinks to yourself, God, there's so much Patriots association. And I wouldn't blame you on that front, given the Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby era. You're looking at Nick Haley, you're looking at Nick Caserio, and you're thinking, man, this offense is underachieving, and I'm pointing the finger at these two guys for the reason that is the case. Fine, but can't really do anything about it right now. So CJ's got to play within the offense. And I really think it's about the occasional big play, but more importantly, not turning the football over. And for the most part, Stroud's been better of late at not turning the football over, where last year there were a little bit more than you would have liked.
And I think with this defense specifically, that is the most important part. If this offense can just hold on to the ball, sustain drives, not turn the ball over.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're going to I think they have a long run ahead of them. And by long run, I mean I can see them in the AFC title game. That's what I'm saying. Once they get into the playoffs.
I want to say that.
I'm not saying they're going to win it.
Yeah. Well, I want to say they can get there too, Chris. It's just they've never been there before. And
hey, there's always a first time for everything, right?
That's true. But having followed football in this city as long as I have.
Hey, I get it.
And everyone before too. You never expected to get there.
I understand.
1979 is the last time they were in an AFC championship game.
I get it.
Oilers-Steelers in the 1979, was it 1980 season? I forget. And that's where Mike Renfro got hosed on that call where he was clearly in bounds and replay did not exist. But even crappy 70s, 80s TV was able to catch it the 2 feet down in the end.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, even me not growing up here, I remember, was it 92, the Bills comeback? Was it Frank Reich?
We don't say his name here.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Colin. You wasn't even born, man. Stop.
Easy now.
The trauma.
You wasn't even born.
No, the trauma runs in your genes.
Apparently, yeah.
If you had somebody who suffered through that, like that's passed on to the next generation for sure. Oh boy, what a rough one that was.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't really hear you. I was.
What are you paying attention?
That's how you deal. That's how you handle the trauma of 35.
It's funny though, because he was giving me the stank eye anyway.
Yeah.
So you was already just looking at me funny.
Handle the trauma of what now?
Yeah. Colin, do you know what happened over the last 2 minutes?
I do.
He's busy, man.
He blocked out.
That's busy.
That's all you gotta do. No. Listen, you gotta. Everyone's got to handle their own thing. And also, Colin's been here, I think for 30 hours straight.
I have been here.
For a long time.
I've been here since 4.
God.
There's mason jars in there. Like, you know, he's just trapped in there. He's just trapped in that studio.
Oh,
someone locked him in there and you know, against his will, and he's doing the Lord's work for us.
Yes.
The last couple of days.
Sean Pendergast would give me some, leftover rations.
Rations.
Hey, here's some crackers. These are crackers for soup that we found in the break room. Here you go, Colin. Here you go, buddy.
Oh, we got crackers in there? I'm surprised.
It would be nice if we did.
Great.
Running low on coffee supplies, that's for sure. So, to bring it back to Texans Chargers tomorrow, I think the biggest thing that we could take away from this game, if the Texans shut down Justin Herbert again, like what quarterback is going to actually challenge this Texans defense in the playoffs?
That's the thing.
Because to me it would be, okay, if Justin Herbert learns from the last experience and gets better this time around, it would make sense. But I'm looking at Justin Herbert and I'm wondering, is Justin Herbert going to be the first quarterback that can crack the Texans defense when Josh Allen still can't figure it out, and he's clearly the best quarterback in the game right now?
But here's the thing. We've seen, and I love Justin Herbert. I covered him when he was at Oregon, when I was out there in Portland. And I've loved this game for a long time. But we've seen him not come through in these big moments for the Chargers. We've seen it. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that as well as he's played this season, this Texans team could be the team, or one of the teams, to
have his number.
Shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They shut him down. 4 interceptions in that playoff game.
Yeah.
Herbert deserves a lot of credit for playing through. What? He broke his wrist on his non-throwing hand.
Yeah.
Basically 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he has been playing through it. I would imagine that would affect a little bit. Chargers are down 2 of their tackles. They've got all sorts of questions on their offensive line.
There's questions on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
there's
questions on both sides.
That is true about the Texans.
On the line.
And here is the latest on that. Arianti Arisuri was back at practice yesterday, but Trent Brown is out. So we will see what the Texans do on their offensive line on Sunday. He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Up next, the question of the day. Okay. It's Boxing Day. Boxing Day is a British holiday where the lords and ladies of a manor would give their servants gifts out after they had had their gifts. It's usually the gifts they didn't want. See?
Oh, Lord, as an Irishman, I don't like those English.
Oh, I don't either.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not
kidding. It's a joke.
I'm not kidding. I don't like the English. Just point blank. But hey, they've oppressed all my blood, the French, Canadian, and the Irish side. But. Since it is Boxing Day, okay, well, what are the gifts that you want to give back today? What's the least favorite present that you got today? You can vent with us, okay? We know that one of these gifts you didn't like. You can vent to us, 713-572-4610, about the gifts that you got you didn't like. Also, what's your favorite childhood present that you ever got too? You can be good. Good cop, bad cop. You can be Scrooge. You can be Paul Gallant, or you can be, happy with what you got yesterday. He's Chris. I'm Paul in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.